Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a classic roughneck breakdown feel in Ableton Lev 12 by offsetting the snare snap just a little bit. This is a super simple move, but in jungle and old school DNB, tiny timing changes can completely change the attitude of the groove. We're talking tense, gritty, forward-leaning energy, not clean grid perfection. Set your project tempo somewhere around 172 BPM. That's a great starting point for this vibe. Then keep the setup simple. One breakbeat track, one snare layer if needed, and maybe a bass or sub so you can hear how the breakdown sits in context. For now, don't overload the session. The goal is to hear the snare timing clearly. First, drop in a breakbeat sample with some character. If it's a long loop, warp it lightly so it locks to the project tempo. A good beginner approach is to use beats warp mode and leave the break feeling fairly natural. You do not want to flatten the life out of it. Jungle comes from breaks that breathe a little. Now focus on the snare. You can either slice the break to a drum rock or drop it into simpler and isolate the snare region. You do not need a perfectly clean snare. In fact, a little bit of break bleed can sound more authentic. That's part of the rough edge we want. If you're layering a snare, think in rolls. One layer for body, one layer for snap, maybe one layer for air. That layered thinking is really important for this style. Before you offset anything, program a simple snare pattern on the grid. A classic starting point is snare on 2 and 4. Keep it sparse. You want space around the hit so the timing shift has somewhere to breathe. If you're using a break, you can still reinforce it with a MIDI snare layer. That's very common in DNB because it gives the hit more weight and makes the snap easier to shape. Here's the main trick. Keep the main snare body on the grid, but move the snare snap layer slightly off the grid. In Ableton Lev 12, you can do this by selecting the note or slice and nudging it just a tiny amount. Start small, around 5 to 20 milliseconds. That is enough. Seriously, tiny moves are the whole game here. If you move the snap slightly late, the snare feels heavier, lazier, and more broken up. If you move it slightly early, it feels twitchier, more urgent, more aggressive. For that old school jungle pressure, I'd start with the snap just a touch late, maybe 10 to 15 milliseconds behind the main hit. That gives you that leaning, dragging, ragged energy. If you want more roughneck bite, try the snap a little early instead. A really good method is to duplicate the snap layer. Keep one version on the grid and offset the duplicate a tiny bit. Then lower the duplicate a little in volume and blend it in. That gives you a thicker hit and a natural smear without losing the anchor of the groove. Trust the front edge of the hit. If the transient lands right, the tail can trail a bit and still feel strong. Now let's make sure the movement supports the groove instead of fighting it. Ableton's groove pool can add swing, but use it lightly if you're already offsetting the snare. Too much groove on top of a manual offset can get muddy fast. A subtle groove amount, maybe 10 to 25%, is usually enough. You can put groove on the break or hats and keep the main snare more controlled. That contrast is what gives jungle its tension. Next, shape the snap so it cuts through properly. Use EQA to high pass the snap around 180 to 250 Hz so it stays out of the low end. If it gets harsh, gently trim around 3 to 6 kHz. If it needs more crack, try a small boost around 2 to 4 kHz. After that, a little drum bus can add bite. Keep the drive modest, maybe 5 to 20%. And if you want a little extra roughness, use saturator with soft clip on and just a couple dB of drive. Subtle is usually better than brutal here. Now think about the rest of the breakdown. The snare offset works best when the bass leaves space. If you've got a subline underneath, keep it simple and sparse. You can even mute or duck the bass on key snare hits so the offset really reads. Utility is useful here to keep the sub mono and solid. In darker DNB, weight matters, but stereo chaos in the low end does not. A good breakdown structure is to start stripped down and let it open up. For example, bars 1 to 4 can be mostly break and snare tension, while bars 5 to 8 can add a little more movement, maybe a vocal stab, a riser, or a filtered re-swell. You can automate auto-filter to slowly brighten the break, or bring in a little more reverb on the snare in the final bars. That way the breakdown evolves instead of looping flat. Here's a nice beginner test. Try 3 versions of the same snare, one exactly on the grid, one slightly late, and one slightly early. Play them back in context with the break and bass. Listen at low volume too, because if the snap still cuts on small speakers, it's doing its job. Choose the version that feels most rude and musical. Usually the best choice is the one that gives you tension without sounding like a timing mistake. And watch out for common traps. Don't offset too far, or the snare will just sound sloppy. Don't move the whole snare if you only want the snap to shift, because then you lose the anchor. Don't pile too much groove pull swing on top of the offset, and don't overprocess the break until the raw jungle feel disappears. A little dirt goes a long way. If you want to push the style further, try alternating the snap timing. Make one hit slightly late, the next almost on grid, then the next slightly early. That kind of variation makes the phrase feel performed instead of copied and pasted. You can also push ghost notes a little ahead or behind the beat for extra bounce. Or try a very short delay on the snap layer with low feedback and a subtle wet mix to create a smeared, ghosted attack. For a darker sound, keep the snap crisp but not harsh. A bit of saturation, a bit of high-pass filtering, and a short decay can make it feel like old hardware energy. If you want more weight, layer a thicker, dollar snare body underneath and let the snap do the high-frequency attitude. The contrast between body and snap is what makes the offset feel huge. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 4-bar loop at 172 BPM. Slice or layer a break. Program your snare on 2 and 4. Offset the snap by about 10 milliseconds late. Add EQ 8 and drum bus. Then compare the long-grid version, the late version, and the early version. Add a simple bass note or sub-drone under bars 3 and 4. Automate a little filter opening in the final bar. If you have time, resample the loop and hear what happens when the timing is committed. The big takeaway is this. In jungle and old-school DNB, the groove lives in the tiny details. You're not just placing notes, you're shaping attitude. A snare snap offset by a few milliseconds can turn a clean loop into something tense, rude, and alive. Keep the main snare stable, move the snap with intention, and always listen to the result in context. That's how you get that classic roughneck breakdown energy.